and this is the Texas Standard. We haven't mentioned it much, but when you get right down to it, it was a 1-2 punch right to the hubs, Houston and Miami. We've heard a lot about the electrical grid, the impact on roads and infrastructure, but what effect did Harvey then Irma have on the airline biz, especially considering massive cancellations, skyrocketing fuel prices, allegations of gouging, and the like? Andrea Alles is business reporter at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. How unkind would you say hurricane season's been to the air industry, Andrea?
Well, it's definitely been one of the busier hurricane seasons for the airline industry, and it's hit the big hubs for the airlines, for example, with Southwest and United having large hubs in Houston, and then with American having a very large hub in Miami, and Delta as well with Atlanta, although they didn't get as much of the impact from Hurricane Irma as we saw in Miami. I think what I've seen is about 25,000 flights were canceled over this sort of two-week period that we've seen.
Right.
And even today, we're still seeing effects, though, in the flight schedules. It's taking almost a week, particularly in the Caribbean that got really hard hit, and in Cuba. American still is flying limited schedules out of Miami to a lot of its Key West, Trinidad and Tobago, Cuba. They're not planning on actually restarting service in some of their Cuba destinations until next Monday. So you're still seeing a lot of the airlines having to ramp schedules back up. And it's not just the airplanes that are sort of out of place right now for their operations. It's also their employees.
I was going to say, from what I hear, the biggest challenge has just been getting crews together.
It's getting crews and getting people who actually can staff the airport. You know, these are the people that live in Miami that maybe their homes have been flooded, or
right,
in Southwest
sure.
case in Houston, you know, at Houston Hobby or United in Houston. They're dealing with, you know, the aftermath of having severe damage to their property. And so they're not really thinking about getting into work and having to, you know, run an airline.
Yeah.
So there is some of that, and the airlines are trying to take into consideration what their own personnel is having to go through just to get to the airport.
Fuel prices that we've all been seeing, well, you know, we saw them rise to about $2.50 at least for but you're talking a whole different deal when you're dealing with jet fuel. That stuff is purchased months and months in advance.
In a lot of cases, yes, particularly for a company like Southwest, does what's called fuel hedging. So they actually lock in some of their fuel prices a year, 2 years out. American does not do that. So what you do see is there has been some increase in the jet fuel price, what they call the spot jet fuel pricing. I've seen some Wall Street analysts come out with reports saying that instead of jet fuel being about $1.59 for the third quarter, it's looking like airlines will be paying an average of $1.69. So it's about a 10-cent increase. When you think about what we've seen with the consumer auto gasoline prices, which have gone up 40 to 50 cents in some cases per gallon, 10 cents may not seem like a lot, but when you're using millions of gallons of fuel to run your airline, it actually does impact your bottom line.
I just want to make sure I'm clear on something. This is small, but are you saying jet fuel is cheaper than the stuff I get down at the Valero?
Yeah, right now it is, yes. Yes, it is.
Wow. I need to try some jet fuel in that truck.
You need to try some jet fuel. It might not do so well on your car.
Maybe we'll hold off for a bit. On this gouging thing, a very serious issue indeed, we've been hearing these stories. Didn't hear so much in Texas, but in Florida, when they had this long sort of wait period as a you know, preparation period, there were people reporting having to pay very high prices for what were essentially last-minute tickets.
Yes, they were last-minute tickets, and you were seeing, I think I've seen on social media, like United was charging $1,100 to get up for like a Miami to Atlanta.
Right.
I think American, I was seeing more in the $600-$700 range, which quite frankly for a last-minute 24-hour fare is really what you would expect to see. You did see airlines later, after they started getting accused of this price gouging, come back and say, look, you know, we've changed our fares, we've fixed this, you know, it's a computer issue, etc. American and JetBlue both said that they were capping one-way fares at $99 out of the affected areas. And right now you still have all of the airlines pretty much having travel advisories through Sunday, September 17th, where, you know, they're not charging change fees if you had flights already booked, or they are also, like, if you do need to get out there, I know American and JetBlue, as I said, have capped them to $99 fares, say if you've got family in the Caribbean that you're trying to go out and help, that they're not overcharging, because they were being criticized for that early on as we were waiting for the storm to come.
Is that plausible that computers were just kicking in the supply and demand equation and jacking up the prices, and now things have returned to a more consumer-friendly approach?
I mean, it is somewhat plausible, because these airlines do run very large computer systems where, quite frankly, they don't have someone sitting there inputting individual fares every single minute of the day. That would take a lot of time. But at the same time, you know, they knew this was coming. And so you would think that there would have been a little more attention paid to it. But for the most part, it looks like the airlines were trying to do the right thing after the fact and were working with customers trying to change that. But you still were, if you're doing a walk-up fare, even if there's no hurricane, you can expect to pay $700 to go from Miami to Atlanta.
Andrea Ellis is business reporter at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to speak with us, Andrea.
No problem. Anytime.